This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And folks, title fraud and theft is on the rise all across the United States. And it's especially something you're susceptible to if you own your home free and clear, or maybe you have a lot of equity, or maybe you're an absentee owner, something like that. But thousands and thousands, actually millions of dollars are stolen every single year in equity because people are not protected. And there's only one company we recommend, that is Equity Protect, because they're the only ones with a patented process where they actually lock down your title completely and they prevent theft from happening to your property. So go to their website, get your free risk assessment at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com, and tell them the Radio Realtors sent you. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And if you've got a question for us or a comment, or you're just saying, Rob, Frank, I'm ready to hire you guys to help me sell a home or buy a home, well, you know what? We are easy to get a hold of. You can call us on our hotline number at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with us 24/7 on our website at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
And we've got a fabulous show for you today with these topics.
10 things most home buyers get wrong about getting a mortgage today.
We're also going to do an interview with Roy McGovern, and he's going to talk to us about the importance and give you some education about a reverse mortgage, and it's going to be real good.
How about selling your home by changing your mindset?
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to be focused in on that right
laser.
There, Frank. Yeah, laser focus. So Okay. Once again, you can get a hold of us on the Radio Realtors hotline anytime. That number is 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can use our live chat option 24/7 at our website, RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
Now, Frank, while buying a home has always been a challenging endeavor, today's high interest rates have made this dream even more difficult to achieve.
That's right. Over the past 2 years, interest rates on home loans have nearly doubled from the 3% range to around 7% today.
Yeah, and you know, we're kind of seeing some fluctuation. I mean, they went as high as the 8s, and they're kind of in the 6s to 7s right now. But this adds many hundreds of dollars extra onto the monthly expense of housing, stretching some home buyers' budgets to the breaking point. And while there are ways to lower those costs, navigating the home loan process is pretty difficult, especially for first-time buyers.
That's right. And that's why we say that it's especially important for the first-timers to do research and understand all their options before they start looking for a home.
And that's why we recommend that you attend one of our home buyer webinars.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Zoom webinar. You can do it in the comfort of your own home.
And PJs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Rob, our free Zoom online seminar, it's a terrific way to do your due diligence so that you can avoid some of the most common rookie mistakes.
I agree. So let's cover some of the most common rookie mistakes homebuyers make when trying to secure a mortgage, Frank.
Right, Rob. So mistake number one is focusing too much on the interest rate.
Yep. Probably the most common mistake homebuyers make is simply assuming that the lower the interest rate, the better the deal.
But what they might not realize, Rob, is that to get a super low rate, there are usually hidden fees, and those fees could mean they ultimately end up paying more.
Yeah, Frank. And many lenders, especially in more recent years, have started to charge hidden points in an effort to advertise a much lower mortgage rate to potential applicants. And it's great to have these appealing rates, but if the lender has you paying junk fees to get that rate, it might not make sense.
That's right. And mortgage points are a fee that lenders can charge to applicants to lower their interest rate through the life of the loan.
And this process is also known as buying down the rate, and the fee is paid to the lender as its own fee. In other words, though, buying down the rate or buying points are just kind of a fancy
fancy way of saying you're paying more fees up front to get a lower interest rate.
And as a result, it's important for mortgage seekers to ask for an estimate of all fees included in their mortgage offer and not just the interest rate.
That's right, Frank. Now, mistake number two is assuming you need 20% down payment.
There's a common but detrimental misconception that's causing some potential first-time owners to delay starting the home buying process, and that's the belief that it still takes 20% down to buy.
Right, Frank. And in reality, according to a new study from Self Financial, the average down payment needed in the U.S. for first-time buyers is $12,274, and that's around 6%. In addition to $1,983 in closing costs.
Yeah, Fannie Mae has had a 3% down first-time homebuyer mortgage for years, which competes with the FHA's 3.5% down.
However, keep in mind that you will have to pay private mortgage insurance if you do put less than 20% down, which increases your monthly payments.
Okay, Rob, mistake number three is assuming you can get a loan instantly.
Yep, Frank, many potential borrowers assume that in today's instant gratification culture, they can get a mortgage in just minutes. And most of the time, that's just not so.
Yeah, even our own trusted mortgage lenders with their fancy apps and websites still may need a phone call, collect documents from you, or have an in-person meeting, Rob.
Yeah, in fact, many home tours might be off limits for you until you've talked to a mortgage lender, and many listing agents require that you have a pre-approval letter before you put an offer on the home, no matter the price range.
That's right, Rob. This is no longer just for high-end properties. All right, mistake number four is thinking pre-qualification means you're approved for the loan.
Yeah, Frank, while getting pre-qualified for a loan is a good first step, it does not mean that you're guaranteed the money. Pre-approval is better because it means lenders have reviewed your finances.
That's right. In the past, pre-approval was typically enough to get you in the game. However, in today's ultra-competitive market, you may want to get fully approved from the get-go before you make an offer.
Yep, full approval means the buyer has been underwritten prior to making an offer, and they have submitted all of their required documents to the lender, and they've reviewed them, and they've been able to vet them to basically say that they are solid and just need to get an accepted offer on a property for that loan to go through.
Yeah, and Rob, being fully approved also allows buyers to close the deal in a much shorter time, 2 to 3 weeks in most cases.
Absolutely, Frank, and this can give buyers the edge, especially in today's tight market with low inventory.
Okay, mistake number five is not considering first-time homebuyer programs.
Yeah, Frank, first-time homebuyers who feel overwhelmed by financial barriers to home ownership might be pleasantly surprised to learn that there are first-time homebuyer programs to help them get over that hump.
You can find programs that offer help with closing costs and down payments, lower interest rates, and even tax credits to free up some of your savings.
And in addition to that, if you're a first responder or an educator, active duty military, or veteran, there are often special programs available for you as well.
I like that.
Yeah, for example, just a few months ago, we were involved in a $450,000 transaction where we were able to get our buyers $18,000 toward closing costs and escrow fees through a first-time home buyer program, and we also got seller concessions.
Yes, all they needed to do to get into that home was come in with $1,500, Rob. That is amazing.
Yeah, $1,500 of their own money, and they were in that home. So we can do the same for you. Give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or live chat with us 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. You know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. What do you need to wake up from? It's the nightmare of paying your landlord's mortgage. Think about this. If you're paying $2,500 a month for rent, you're paying $30,000 of your landlord's mortgage a year, and that should have you waking up in a cold sweat. Why not make a resolution today to buy your very own home? Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. The market has changed, and it's leaning towards being a buyer's market, and that means you could buy a home now, not overpay, or be in a bidding war, and maybe even get some of your closing closing costs paid for you. Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is a mortgage master, and he specializes in customizing a loan for your unique situation. Jeff even has down payment assistance loans and ideas to buy down your interest rate. Answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Spring is a beautiful time of year. The flowers are in bloom, the weather is warming up, and it's the perfect time to tackle some much-needed cleaning in your home. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and one aspect of spring cleaning you don't want to overlook is your carpets. Not only is it essential for the appearance and hygiene of your home, but it can also have health benefits for you and your family, and that's why I only recommend Zero Res. With Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems, they will extract dirt, dust, dander, pollen, bacteria, and germs out of your carpet so your home will look and smell like a home should. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. And right now, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $139. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Tell them you want the KTKZ special. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.
Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And title theft and title fraud and home stealing is on the rise. And you're especially susceptible if you own your home outright, free and clear, or maybe you have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of equity. And there's only one company that truly stops scammers from tapping into your equity or stealing your home altogether, and that is Equity Protect. They're the only company of its kind that we recommend. Ryan and Jim, the owners, are personal friends of ours, and they are the best at this, and they've come up with a patented process that is just amazing, and nobody else does it this well. So just go to their website and sign up for their free risk assessment. You can do that at EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your concierge of real estate.
Now, we're talking about the 10 things that most home buyers get wrong about getting a mortgage today. And the first thing that we're talking about, Frank, is that they focus too much on the interest rate. Sometimes there are ads in a newspaper or online that says super low rate. And what you don't realize is that includes thousands and thousands of dollars in points, right? It's almost like a fish on a hook.
Or I was going to say the loss leader for that car that's on sale.
Exactly. Yeah. One at this price, K257A. Yeah. Right? Yeah. All the fast talk, right? But you're exactly right. That's what it's like. Then you make the phone call and you start doing the process, and then you find out what it actually takes to get that rate. Well, there's ways to get a lower interest rate without going hook, line, and sinker.
Call us.
Yeah, exactly. And that number is 833-32-RADIO, and we will pair you up with one of our trusted mortgage lenders that we trust implicitly, right? Now, mistake number two is assuming you need 20% down payment. There are still people out there that think they need to save all that money, 20%, to buy a home. And the great thing is that you could come in with as little as 3 or 3.5%, but there's down payment assistance programs where you could come in with maybe $1,500 out of your pocket.
Yeah, it's true.
Sometimes zero.
Yeah.
So there's options. So let us help you with those options. Now, mistake number three is assuming that you can get a loan instantly. You know, it's funny because I remember
remember the other day, my son said to me, Dad, he goes, can you pick up McDonald's for me? I said, sure, because my wife wasn't going to be home. She wasn't going to be making dinner. I didn't feel like making dinner. So I went and got McDonald's. Well, I go into the drive-thru and I'm in there for a little bit. And they said, can you pull around to the number one parking spot and we'll bring your stuff out to you. So I waited like almost 10 minutes there. And I'm going, what is taking so long, right? It's 10 minutes, you know, but I was irritated. I walk in and they're frantically trying to, you know, make the food. And they were super nice about it. But in this society that we're in, instant gratification, you know, if Starbucks or Pete's Coffee does not have your coffee done within like 30 seconds, we're like losing our minds, right? You know, so we have to realize that when you're buying a home and spending $250,000, $500,000, $750,000, $1 million, and you're getting a loan, you can't just get your loan normally in like 30 seconds or a minute. Now, our trusted mortgage advisors, they can get you done maybe 20 minutes, but sometimes it takes longer depending on your situation. So don't just expect that if you go to an open house and you see the home that you can just go call any mortgage lender and you're going to have your loan pre-approved that same hour. It just doesn't happen. So don't make that mistake. Now, mistake number four is thinking pre-qualification means you got approved for your loan. It does not mean the same thing. There's pre-qualification where they just said, hey, what do you make? What do you do? We're not going to check your credit. And based on what you told us, you're pre-qualified. Pre-qualified really doesn't mean anything, right? Then there's pre-approval where they actually really have gotten your documentation. They've proven that the information that you gave them is true. And then there's RWA certification, which means you are credit approved and ready to go. RWA certification is something that we do here at the Radio Realtors with our clients. So if you're interested in that, being basically guaranteed that you can buy a home, you need to call us 833-32-RADIO. Now, mistake number five is not considering first-time home buyer programs. And Frank, there are a ton of these first-time home buyer programs. In fact, there are down payment assistance programs, like we said, that you can get into a home for very little out of your pocket. So you don't want to just be tied to conventional and things like that when there's FHA and VA and all kinds of different options that you might qualify for. Now, mistake number six is failing to check your credit score, Frank.
Yeah, you really need to check your credit score prior to talking to a mortgage lender, because ultimately this number, which represents how well you've paid off past debts, will affect the interest rate you're offered.
Yeah, not taking care of easy options for improving your credit score, Frank, before taking out a mortgage is a big mistake for first-time buyers. Today, there are tons of credit improvement tools that you can use to tackle your credit quickly and easily.
And Rob, even just paying off a credit card can bump you into a higher credit category and save you hundreds each month on your mortgage.
And at the very least, make sure you know what your credit score is by checking it with creditkarma.com or one of the top three rated bureaus. And that is TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. But really the easiest way to know what your credit score is to call us and let us have you speak to one of our trusted mortgage lenders.
Absolutely. You can call us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
Okay, mistake number seven is picking the wrong type of loan.
And quite honestly, Frank, this will never happen with our trusted mortgage lenders. They will see what you are better going with, such as an FHA loan, VA, or USDA loan, or some other type entirely.
Yeah, Rob, most first-time homebuyers don't know what these acronyms mean.
That's right, Frank. And there are many types of mortgages available, each with its own pros and cons based on your own personal circumstances.
And that's why you should consider registering for our free homebuyer webinar.
Or if you want to get started more quickly, you can call us now at 833-32 Radio. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or live chat with us 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com.
Now, mistake number eight is underestimating fees beyond your down payment, Frank.
Oh, the down payment is not the only cost you'll have when buying a home and securing a mortgage.
Yeah, and people talk about the down payment required, but they rarely talk about the additional costs required for purchasing a home, like closing costs, title, appraisal, and first-year homeowners insurance up front.
Right. It's a mistake not to factor these in because they can add up to an additional, check this out, $5,000 to $12,000 down.
Yeah, but remember, there are ways to get the seller to pay some of these costs or down payment assistance options. So make sure that you call us so you can discuss those options.
All right. Mistake number 9 is applying for credit before the sale is final.
Yep. One day you apply for a mortgage and possibly in just a few weeks or so, you close or you finalize the mortgage loan and you get the keys to the house. However, the period between is critical, Frank.
Yeah, you want to leave your credit alone as much as possible during this time. It's a mistake to get a new credit card, buy furniture or appliances on credit, or take out an auto loan before the mortgage closes.
And here's why, Frank. The lender's mortgage decision is based on your credit score and your debt-to-income ratio, which is the percentage of your income that goes toward monthly debt payments. So applying for credit can reduce your credit score by a few points or even a lot.
Yeah, and Rob, getting a new loan or adding to your monthly debt payments will increase your debt-to-income ratio. Neither of those is good for the mortgage lender's perspective.
Right, Frank, and here's the deal. Within about a week of the closing, your lender is going to check your credit one last time. And if your credit score has fallen or if your debt-to-income ratio has gone up, the lender might change the interest rates or fees on the mortgage.
And this could cause a delay in your closing or even result in a canceled mortgage.
That's true, Frank. So how do you avoid this mistake? Wait until after closing to open new credit accounts or to charge furniture, appliances, or tools to your credit cards.
And what we're saying here is that it's okay to have all those things picked out ahead of time. Just don't buy them on credit until after you have the keys in hand.
Exactly. Now, mistake number 10 is shopping for a house before a mortgage, Frank.
Oh, come on, Rob. It's more fun to look at these homes than it is to talk about your finances with a lender.
That's true, but that's what a lot of first-time homebuyers do is that they visit properties before finding out how much they're able to borrow. Then they're disappointed when they discover that they were looking in the wrong price range, either too high or too low, or when they find the right home but aren't able to make a serious offer.
So how do you avoid this mistake? You talk to one of the Radio Realtors trusted mortgage advisors about getting pre-approved for a home loan before you start to seriously shop for a place.
Definitely, Frank. And this pre-approval process involves a review of your income and expenses, and it can make your bid more competitive because you're going to be able to show sellers that you can back up your offer. So the wrap up here is now that you know what home buying mistakes to avoid, you can start on the right moves to make. And with so many steps involved, it's so easy to get a little bit lost along the way. But when you're making one of the biggest financial investments of your life, those small mistakes can quickly add up.
Thankfully, you can end the cycle of first-time home buyer mistakes by learning from others before you. Are you ready to take the next step in your home buying journey? Simply give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And we'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of the Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
Brandon Tatum here, host of the Officer Tatum Show. Have you heard that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, I've been part of some really special teams. I play football, I worked in law enforcement, and even my team here on the radio. And if you're wanting to buy a home anywhere in Northern California, call the dream team, Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Check this out. Royce and Angela were first-time homebuyers wanting to buy a home in Lincoln. Rob and Frank met with them, discussed their wants and needs for a home. got them pre-approved with one of their preferred mortgage lenders, and had them out looking for homes the very same day. Rob and Frank found them the perfect home and negotiated a great price. And in just 21 days, Royce and Angela had the keys to their dream home. As a home buyer, they can help you win too, even in this shifty market. Call the dream team, Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 01406275.
If you've been thinking about buying a home, you know it's a tough housing market right now, but I've got wonderful news. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento, offering brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom homes with solar in the low $400,000 range. And they even have five-bedroom homes in the low $500,000 range. These homes are beautiful with granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious floor plans, and great amenities nearby. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Schedule a private tour today. And if you decide to buy with us, we will save you thousands of dollars with special incentives. All buyers are welcome, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and investors too. And you can reserve your home with just a small deposit. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 01406275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And Frank, title fraud and deed theft and house stealing is on the rise, especially if you own your home free and clear or you have thousands of dollars in equity. And there's only one company that we know of that truly stops scammers dead in their tracks from stealing that hard-earned equity that you've built up over the years, and that's Equity Protect. So get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your counsel of real estate.
And we're super excited because in this segment, we have a good friend of the show. His name is Roy McGovern, and Roy is the owner of Roy's Umbrella. And one of the great things about Roy is that he's a pretty special guy. He can do a lot of stuff. He's an inventor and everything, but he's also an expert at reverse mortgages. Roy, thanks for being on the show with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So why do you think right now is such a good time to be looking at a reverse mortgage, at least getting educated on it?
So you would want to make sure just to understand it. I think that's what's lacking is you see a lot of advertisements, you hear discussions about it, and folks will just assume that it's not for them, perhaps by advice from somebody not in that field. I see that quite a bit. So of the customers that took advice from folks and then realized it wasn't the best option and then called me and I explained how they actually work, it's unfortunate, but it's helpful because at least they're understanding that it is a very, very simple loan that gets complicated depending on how much money you take out of your property. So, Yes, of course, they have a aura of cynics that, ranging from, friends, family, other business professionals that say they're not good loans when in fact they're very effective. And I've done hundreds of them. And right now would be ideal just because you're seeing such uncertainty on its way. A lot of the big banks are struggling with charged off bad debt and credit card debt is accumulating. It's certainly setting a stage for a more costly price index. And so if you have salaried wages, you'll probably be okay. If you work for a company that is going to titrate upwards and pay you a little more, that's fine. But a lot of people that need a reverse mortgage are on a fixed income.
Right.
And it's Social Security. Maybe it's a pension. And if that is a dual or joint income household and one of those folks passes and that income goes away, all of a sudden the options become very, very limited to selling the home or doing the reverse mortgage.
Right. And so that's what we're kind of seeing right now, is that you even have a couple stories that we were talking about before we got on the radio here. But one was a lady that was married for a long time.
Yeah.
And then her husband passed away.
Yeah. Both in law enforcement from Alameda. And they're just such nice folks. And I knew their close friends. And then recently her husband passed. And so she's been left trying to handle the property taxes. And now there's a property tax default. Had she followed some previous advice not to do the loan, maybe if she had considered getting several options and not following one set of advice or recommendation, it could have been a little easier for her.
Right.
Waiting 2 or 3 years without paying your property taxes, you know, of course, it makes the loan a little more difficult, but it worked. And she's going to be closing soon, hopefully being on your radio show soon.
Would love to have her on.
Yeah. You know, I think I can say, you know, as many things as this segment allows. But I think when folks hear a customer of mine get on, you know, unscripted and just show her emotions and what she went through, losing her husband, ranging from that to, you know, folks that had given her advice not to do the reverse mortgage. And now that it is absolutely needed, she can't rely on those folks to help anymore. So she was left feeling as though she had to sell the house.
Right.
And that's a very, very sad thing.
There was another couple that you were talking about.
Tom and Tommy Thomas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so kind of talk about their situation. What happened?
My goodness. So Tom Thomas and his wife, Tommy, he was a very successful business owner, owned a trucking company, but certainly not as sophisticated in his finances as he was running the business.
Sure. As a lot of business owners are, right?
Yeah. You get overwhelmed with, you know, trying to keep the business, you know, operating correctly, that sometimes things fall to the wayside. In this case, you know, some credit card debt became charged off, bad debt, right? You know, just didn't get paid. And one of the collection agencies bought the bad debt and put a judgment against his condo. So he and his wife live in their home and they have a condo. And so they filed for a sheriff sale for the condo. And he had no idea what was going on until he was served. And so he didn't have time to get a loan. And so he lost his condo. And now there's quite a issue going on between he and that collection agency. But when we did his reverse mortgage, it wiped out the remainder of that collection agency's claim against him, giving him the chance to exhale, if you will, and,
sure,
and try to understand this better. You know, as it turns out, he will likely get that condo back because of elder abuse.
Right.
And so when you start talking about creditors and what they will do and put people through to get their money, it's imperative that you understand your options.
Sure.
So whether you need a reverse or not, that's not the point of this conversation. It's to understand them and understand how certain industries will not recommend them because they would want you to do a refinance. They may want you to sell the home. They may want you to maybe file for bankruptcy or something like that where they are incentivized. And so whether you're going to use Roy's Umbrella for your mortgage, whether you're going to use, you know, any of the other lenders, it doesn't matter to me. It matters that you're educated on how they work.
Sure.
The moment that happens, I mean, the door swings wide open for you to handle so many things you didn't think you could.
Right. Well, and I think one of the great things is like Frank and I, we like to sleep at night, so we take care of our clients. Yeah. You're the same way with your reverse mortgage clients. And there is a bad rap that kind of comes along with reverse mortgages because in the very beginning, it seemed like it was kind of the wild, wild west and there was a lot of people doing them and they were maybe a little bit unscrupulous.
Yeah.
And now they're much more regulated, which is good for the consumer, but that also means that the lenders, you guys have to jump through quite a few bit more hoops, and you really have to make sure that the client is educated fully on the process and understands it. You know, make sure it's the best option for them, right?
I'll give you the best comparison because everyone can relate to it. So before the mortgage crisis, you had, say, conventional lending, Bank of America, right? You go in, it's a normal loan, it's a 30-year fixed, you pay it, your house is paid off. But then when the market started getting a little overheated and lenders were looking for ways to pick up additional business, they started doing non-conventional or subprime lending. That was the same thing for reverse mortgages back then. So you had private lenders getting involved in these and they never should have, because a reverse mortgage is more of a safety net than it is a cash out refi.
Sure.
Okay. So with that said, the stage would be set for private lenders to knowingly advise, hoping for a interest accrual, meaning if they talk you into borrowing all the equity out of your home and you don't have to pay it back, the interest is going to accumulate a lot faster than if you just took a line of credit and only used the line of credit in emergent situations. So lately, after the market crashes, the FHA and the feds got involved and there are no longer private lenders at all. Every single reverse mortgage is FHA insured and supervised. So the set of underwriting matrices has limited all the way to one. So you don't have to worry about anything that you heard in the past, thank God, because there were lenders that would go to an extent of trying to be on the title of a home as a co-owner if you defaulted. And that's about as egregious as you can get.
Sure.
But those are the stories people remember and not the other 99% of the effective FHA-insured reverse mortgage transactions that really help people. Consolidating credit cards, having a line of credit, even though you don't need it.
Paying but off now, medical.
Well, yeah. And a lot of people just want to get the line of credit so they know it's there.
Right. I mean, they might not need it.
Right.
But they can just keep it there.
And unlike your HELOC, your home equity line of credit you might get from a credit union or a lender, they can redact all those terms anytime they want. They can say, well, the values are down. We're going to close your credit line down.
Sure.
The FHA doesn't allow that. And that's why there's only a couple lenders that are willing to abide by the FHA strict guidelines of if they give you a line of credit, regardless of the value of your home going down, you still have access to it without any exception.
Yeah.
And that may seem semantical until you start to see the market do what it's doing now, right? So people's values are starting to flatten out. Home equity line of credit lenders are starting to pull back to 75% loan to value instead of 80, right? Because they're seeing on the horizon a value correction. Again, with the reverse mortgage line of credit, you're shielded from those market forces.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, folks, if I had any family member that was considering a reverse mortgage, this is the guy that I would talk to.
Yeah.
Because he's honest and he is going to educate you first and foremost. And that's what you really, really need to know. So if you are interested in just open up a conversation with Roy, he will spend hours with you on the phone or in person and just give you the lay of the land and make sure it's for you. The best way to get a hold of him is go to his website. It's roysumbrella.com. That's roysumbrella.com. And then the office number is 916-997-4434.
That's correct.
Yeah, so you can give him a call. He will actually personally answer that phone. 916-997-4434. Hey, Roy, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today.
Thank you, Roy.
My pleasure. Thank you both.
Hey, we'll be back right after this.
You know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. What do you need to wake up from? It's the nightmare of paying your landlord's mortgage. Think about this. If you're paying $2,500 a month for rent, you're paying $30,000 of your landlord's mortgage a year, and that should have you waking up in a cold sweat. Why not make a resolution today to buy your very own home? Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. The market has changed, and it's leaning towards being a buyer's market, and that means you could buy a home now, not overpay, or be in a bidding war, and maybe even get some of your closing costs paid for you. Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is a mortgage master and he specializes in customizing a loan for your unique situation. Jeff even has down payment assistance loans and ideas to buy down your interest rate. Answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and I just love this time of year. Longer days, warmer weather, but it also means it's allergy season. Did you know that 1 in 5 Northern Californians suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found inside of our homes? I mean, think about it. Dust, dander, pollen, and even bacteria living and breeding in your carpet, your upholstery, and other surfaces with nowhere to go. So what can you do about it? Call my friends at Zero Res. Right now, you can beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking. And this month, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner starting at just $139. You owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.
Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And you know, Frank, title fraud and home stealing is a real thing. It's on the rise because people are getting their property stolen or they're getting their identity stolen. There's scammers out there that are basically putting loans onto your property. And then you don't find out about it until it's almost too late. Maybe you get a foreclosure notice in the mail and all of a sudden you're going, what is going on? It's because a scammer assumed your identity and did a loan on your property. And it usually doesn't mean that you're going to lose your home, but it does mean that you're going to have a ton of problems, right? And so if you want to avoid that altogether, there are home title lock companies out there, but most of them only monitor your home title. And you want somebody that's going to stop it from happening in the first place. Equity Protect is the company that does that. They're the only one that we recommend because you know what? Let's face it, folks, your home is one of the most valuable things you have, right? And that equity is hard earned. You worked hard to get your mortgage down to close to zero or really, really low where you have so much equity, right? You don't want to lose it to scammers. Go to equityprotect.com, ask for their free risk assessment today. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And so Frank, are you ready to sell your home? Now, before you roll your eyes, take a second to honestly think it through because it's a serious question with several factors. Maybe you've got a schedule in mind and you're financially ready, but are you in the right frame of mind to get the most out of your sale?
And Rob, we know that selling your home is more than just tricky financially. It's an emotionally loaded and demanding process with a lot of difficulty.
But when the going gets tough, Frank, the tough get going. And it's vitally important for your sale that you stay engaged, open to suggestions, and willing to play the game.
And with the right real estate team by your side and everyone on the same page, we know that you can sell your home for top dollar.
So what are the best ways to mentally approach a home sale? Well, today on the Radio Realtors, we're going to give you our 3 mindset changes that can help you sell your home faster and most importantly, for more money.
Okay, Rob, let's go. Number one is commit to the sale as a team project.
Right, Frank. It would be nice if all it took to sell a home was to have us as your realtors, we just stick a sign in your yard and enter your home into MLS.
Then we could just sit back and wait for offers to roll in. Right, Rob?
Yep, Frank. However, in the real world.
Yes.
Selling a home is complicated and a time-intensive process that requires a lot of teamwork between you, the seller, and us, the agents.
And just as it wouldn't be fair for us as your realtors to turn over all the work of showings and open houses to you, your sale will be more difficult. If you're not willing to collaborate and remain open to different approaches, strategies, and methods from your team.
Yeah, Frank, there's an I in selling, but like that Little League baseball coach used to say, there is no I in team.
But there is an I in win, Rob.
Yes, Frank, there is. So if you want to win as a seller, you need to be open to innovative ideas, be flexible about timelines and market conditions, and come into every meeting ready to listen to the knowledge that your experienced agents, which are us, bring to the table.
Yeah, we should mention that we're not suggesting for you to take whatever we tell you as gospel, but explore the logic of our recommendations.
And after all, Frank, we have done this hundreds of times.
Hundreds!
And of course, you should expect the same courtesy from us because after all, you do know your home better than anybody else.
The Radio Realtors, we're always ready to listen to you and apply our skill set to help you out in any way we can.
Right. And speaking of knowing your home, number two is you have to give your home to the market. It's important to adopt the mindset of turning over your home to the market. In essence, what we're saying is this means pretending that it doesn't belong to you anymore and treating the property as a product that needs to be marketed for sale.
Yeah, it can be hard to give up a home. It's a physical representation of years, maybe even decades of hopes, dreams, choices, and oh, those memories.
I agree, Frank. But while it's natural to be sentimental, clinging too tightly to your home can be counterproductive.
It sure can. It's like that song from 38 Special, Hold On Loosely.
But don't let go. Yeah, if you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control.
Yep, I love that song.
Me too. And there's an example of this, Frank. Dolores, we're going to give some examples, and they're real people, but we're changing the names to, you know,
protect the innocent.
Protect the guilty, pretty much. But Dolores is a homeowner. She's got an extremely specific taste in wall colors and furniture. But rather than taking our advice to make a few cosmetic changes to neutralize the aesthetic and make the property more appealing to outsiders, Dolores decides she likes her home as it is, and it's perfect for her.
And we see this all the time, whether it's a refusal to ditch outdated design elements or even stubborn insistence on leaving up sports memorabilia.
And when this does happen, Frank, we sometimes see potential sales grind to a halt as prospective buyers fail to see themselves in that space.
You mean the guy that fails to take down the 49er poster?
Yeah, well, just when they have they've gone crazy and their home is burgundy and gold everywhere, right? Yeah.
So what we're saying is be flexible and be willing to adapt your place to appeal to customers' fresh eyes.
Right, Frank. And think like a marketer and you'll be able to turn over your house faster. And think of it this way. The sooner you do make the sale, the sooner you can start making new memories and design choices in your new home.
And always remember, number three, it costs money to not sell a home. Remember the old business adage that you've got to spend money to make money. In real estate, it holds true as well.
Yeah, let's look at another example, Frank. Steven has a nice Lakeview townhome, but while the outside of the property and the location are just about perfect, the inside needs to be staged. However, instead of spending $2,000 to stage the home now, something that we're confident will sell the home on the short term and for a high percentage of the list price, Steven is done. He's done spending money on his old home.
Yeah, Rob, fortunately, we have changed the name of these sellers to protect the guilty. But this is going to end up costing Steven in carrying costs, and ultimately, he'll likely net less money at the time of his sale.
Yeah, Frank, and here's another recent real-world example. Some home sellers passed on a quote to spend $4,000 staging a completely vacant 3,000-square-foot home. Now, the extra 60 days on the market cost them about $4,000 in carrying costs, as they were lucky to have a reasonable mortgage along with their HOA fees.
However, Rob, they regrettably missed out on another $15,000 in lost value when negotiating the sale of the home.
Yep, and the market time increased about 70%, giving the buyers the perception that the sellers were desperate to sell, and many likely interested buyers didn't have the imagination to see the space as their own and pay full market value.
And in this scenario, fortunately, we were representing the buyers, but this is a very real situation. We see this all the time.
Right, Frank. And sometimes a $500 to $4,000 investment in minor upgrades, decluttering, or staging is the difference between getting the best possible price on your home and getting $5,000 to $50,000 or more less. So the wrap up here is when you're ready to fully commit to making your sale, call us, the Radio Realtors. Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, we are with eXp Realty. Our number is so easy. You hear us on the radio every single week, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or live chat with a member of our team anytime at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. Realestate.com.
Yep, our experienced professional team is here to guide you every step of the way through all of the daily stresses and the major victories of Northern California real estate.
To get started, call us right now, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team anytime at our website. It's RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And Frank, that's all the time we have for the show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of the Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
Hi, this is Brandon Tatum, host of The Officer Tatum Show. As a former police officer, I know the importance of trusting the people that you work with. And that's why if you're planning on selling your home in Northern California, you want realtors who got your back. Call my friends Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors and eXp Realty. Check this out. Kat and Carl had to sell their home in Roseville and move to Ohio for work. They needed their home sold quickly to buy their next home. And because Rob and Frank spend thousands of dollars on marketing each month, they have a pool of buyers that are ready to buy. Rob and Frank sold Kat and Carl's home in Roseville for $20,000 over list price. Plus, they referred them to an agent in Ohio through their nationwide network of realtors and helped them get a great deal on a home there too. Don't wait. Sell your home today for top dollar. Call Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 01406275.
If you've been thinking about buying a home, you know it's a tough housing market right now, but I've got wonderful news. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento, offering brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom homes with solar in the low $400,000 range. And they even have five-bedroom homes in the low $500,000 range. These homes are beautiful with granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious floor plans, and great amenities nearby. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Schedule a private tour today. And if you decide to buy with us, we will save you thousands of dollars with special incentives. All buyers are welcome, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and investors too. And you can reserve your home with just a small deposit. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 01406275.
Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.